Wednesday edition, Mr. Irrelevant. I'm Alex Strofe with you from the Gerber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Studio at the Avenue, downtown Milwaukee. Joshy DiMaggio back with me, better than ever, some would argue. Hunter Vaughn, Tiny Hands back at the Everlight Solar Studio in downtown Madison. Will Summers will join us at some point today. Will's Week in Review coming up. We will play a little One Word Wednesday. We will get to what we learned. We will recap the NBA playoffs. But before we get to any of that, where the hell you been?
I was in Chicago on Friday. Enjoyed myself about 48 beers over the course of a 12-hour excursion.
Of the G you won a couple weeks back, how much was spent?
600 of it?
Not bad.
Yeah. I bought everyone dinner that attended. It was Mussolini, my girlfriend's... we were there for her birthday.
Her birthday, yes.
So a bunch of people came out.
When is her birthday? When is her birthday?
I don't want to be giving away evidence. It was last week.
Oh, so I missed it?
Yeah.
Ah, can you pass on my well wishes?
I'll be sure to forget to do that. but it was an 8-person dinner that I bought.
Wow. How much did that run you?
It was cheaper than you'd expect. It was like $350.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah, about $350. There was a lot of sharing going on. It's Twin Anchors, the place in Chicago. It's famous for its ribs. It's been featured in a lot of movies. The famous Two-Face scene where they're in the bar from The Dark Knight.
It was filmed
there. So it wasn't that bad. After tip, you know, you're getting yourself close to $450. And then, yeah, I bought a lot of beers, took a few shots, stuff like that. And then didn't get enough sleep. And ended up with like some sort of illness, mainly leading the charge with strep throat.
Oh, wow.
And then I've had basically chest and congestion that have also affected me. So I'm back. I'm not contagious. I'm 85%. I'm a grinder.
You sound sick.
Yes. Yes, I have for 3-4 days. Yesterday, I fell asleep at 7 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Brother, I wasn't even home at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. I woke up just as flustered as everyone else and said, yeah, I guess that's what happens when you're sick. Because let me tell you, Mussolini, the things don't stop. The house needs stuff done, whether you're sick or not.
Oh, you still on a honey-do list?
Duh.
What do you mean, duh?
I mowed the lawn.
Okay, hold on a minute. So,
sure,
I mean,
not everyone gets the man cold and is completely laid up the second that they're sick.
So that's exactly what I was about to get to. I am awful when I'm sick.
Yes.
I'm insufferable. Nobody wants to be around me.
That accusation has been thrown at me before, and then I list all the things that I do while I've been sick, like mow the lawn. And like,
that's crazy, dude. Like, if you were doing the dishes, that's one thing. Or you were flipping over the laundry to
right.
the dryer.
No.
That's one thing.
Uh-huh.
Mowing the lawn?
Yeah, I was sweating.
While
I was
you hurting. Actively have strep throat?
I was hurting.
That's sick. That's
yeah.
twisted.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
I know why you call her Mussolini. Goodness.
So I also feel like
I couldn't wait an extra day.
I also feel like I then compensate because I get accused of having the man cold or the man flu.
By Mussolini?
What? Yes.
Okay, sure.
Because like there was one time I was very legitimately very sick and I like didn't do anything for 2 days and I had to hear about that for like a month.
A month?
Like, yeah, and it was like, well, guess what? Grinding through it now, regardless.
Oh, that sucks. I feel for you.
Yeah, I mean, they do say rest is the most important part of
that's
recovering
true.
From being sick. I ain't resting.
Well, that's why you're still sick.
Done resting. Giving it up.
I have a special schedule release show tonight. You've been removed from the lineup, I hear.
I didn't know I was even in the lineup.
No. You were in the lineup last year. Right? You did
yes.
the schedule release show with me last year?
Yes, I believe so.
You've been removed from the lineup this year, apparently. Are you going to be awake at 7 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, most likely.
Okay.
But, I mean, I don't think it would be a good idea for me to participate.
No, I don't either.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't even extended the invite.
Yeah. No. A little under the weather. We're fighting back. End of the week, we should be good to go.
Good. Okay.
Well, I better be because I got some golf to do.
Oh, of course you do. It's good to have you back, though.
I'm happy to be back.
Show wasn't the same without you.
Well, duh.
We had really good shows on Friday and Monday.
I'll be the judge of that.
You're not going to listen to him. What are you talking about?
I do. I actually listened on Monday. I wasn't able to listen to the whole thing, but I was popping in and out.
Did you catch the point where we acknowledged that we were going to leave your seat empty in your honor and Will Summers just didn't listen to that?
I did not catch that part. I think I was... And then
I said to Will, I said, why don't you stay in there? We'll leave the seat empty. Josh isn't here. We don't want you to fill his shoes. And he said, actually, I was going to ask you if I could stay in the studio.
Wow.
And I said, no. And yet he still did it.
Is he trying to Wally Pitt me?
We had a long discussion on whether it should be called Wally Pipping or Babe Ruthing. So
unbelievable.
So that is exactly what happened. Will join us in a bit. I actually do have something quite odd for Will, and then we will get to Will's Week in Review at some point. Want to get into this Jaden Reed situation, though, as it was reported on Monday afternoon after our show ended by Adam Schefter that Drew Rosenhaus, Jaden Reed's new agent, he just recently hired him this offseason, had met with the Packers about Reed's status within the organization following the drafting of wide receivers Matthew Golden and Savion Williams in the draft by Green Bay. The way the tweet was put out, it made it seem like Jaden Reed was a soft baby who couldn't understand why the Packers drafted more wide receivers. It made it seem like Jaden Reed was disgruntled because his role within the organization has been disrupted due to the drafting of Williams and Golden. Albeit, that doesn't really sound like the case 2 days removed now, as it seems like it was just kind of a Rosenhaus and Packers meeting stating, hey, I now represent Jaden Reed. ESPN's Adam Schefter joining Josh's show this morning. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, which he joins each and every Wednesday on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, had this to say about the reaction, if you will, to the Jaden Reed situation meeting with the Packers earlier in the week.
I don't think they said, you're our top I think that they had the conversation. Chewy's agent just called it. Hey, we love Chewy. He's our guy at the station. Oh, okay. Now Chewy's the top down. Now you are Chewy, okay? No disrespect to Gabe, but you know what I'm trying to say here, right? It's word salad. It doesn't mean anything. People are reading way too much into it.
And that is how I feel as well. We are overblowing the Jaden Reed report. I said it yesterday on Kyle Bruston-Nortman, a guy a lot smarter than me. Not that we need to qualify that.
You rang?
What's that?
You said a guy a lot smarter than me. I said, you rang.
I was referring to Adam Schefter.
I know. I was referring to me, though.
Oh, I know you were. great reception, by the way. ESPN Madison on YouTube. Marcus chimes in. Are you going to talk health and laziness, perseverance, or sports?
Tough guy.
It must be your first time here, Marcus.
Yeah, this guy.
On the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube chat, guess who just commented? You'll never guess.
Barry Sorrell?
99 will shine right on time from our guy Barry Sorrell.
Did we...
The father of Packers fourth round pick,
Barry Sorrell. We discussed that Jason talked to Barron about that, right, on this program?
No.
You didn't see this?
No. What are you talking about?
Oh, man. I thought you guys would have covered this.
Nobody told me this.
And it happened on what I would have imagined would have been Friday. I think it was Thursday. This is
what happens when you're not here.
This is, Barry Sorrell is in the ESPN Milwaukee comment section. He sighs, this guy, that is my dad, looks at camera. Dad, I'm serious. I think that's just what he's at the end of the day, a lot of laughing. So, Barron confirmed with Jason, because we see 99 will shine.
Every day.
That is actually his dad. Now, he took it with a light heart, because... he's doing is supporting his child.
Right.
He's doing it. He leaves his comment, says, I'm his dad, and then that's about it. So we're happy. I'm okay with a 99 will shine.
I want a 99 will shine every single day. I would like Barry to come on the show at some point.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to figure out how to make that happen. We got to talk to Barry because he seems like he's like full of pride for his son who was a fourth round draft pick, as you should be.
Damn right.
And I think he's going to play a role within the Packers. I'm sure we'll dive into the D-line at some point this offseason quite a bit. But I mean... 99's gonna shine, or at least have the opportunity to. So looking forward to that, but also looking forward to our. I'm just gonna manifest it to our eventual conversation with Barry.
From the impression I got from watching the video back, it seems like Barron is no stranger to his dad being his biggest cheerleader, and which I find adorable. Barron's a massive, strong NFL athlete, but he still has that like childish, like, yeah, that's dad. What can you do?
That's pops. Pops, you know, putting on for me. So shout out to Barry Sorrell, 99 will shine. I did not know that. I'm glad. See, this is what happens when we miss you. We miss stuff.
I should have been more prepared. It's on me.
Yeah, it is. I agree. It is on you. So nothing burger for Jaden Reed. You would agree?
Yeah, I think for the most part, and I read it as a nothing burger. I think they added context of top option, or however Schefter ended up phrasing it there, raised people's eyebrows because, you know, competition's the whole thing. Zach Tom allegedly is going to be in a competition for the right tackle. So, like, within the context of the greater Packers world, which Drew Rosenhaus isn't involved in. He's involved in getting his agent the most amount of money at every stop. So I think, and Adam's my guy, but we can all see when there's an agent's name in a tweet what's going on there, and this sort of give and take of the insider world, the agent world, and the NFL world. There's a you scratch my back, I scratch yours. I am putting this in the file, though, that I'm building on Jaden Reed of after the deleted tweet of the damn OG from Josh Jacobs at the Super Bowl, and now this, because Drew Rosenhaus doesn't just reach out and confirm a status with no prompting at all.
Agreed with that. I do agree with that.
Yes.
However, I forgot who tweeted this. I'm sorry to whoever I'm not giving credit to. But the way I viewed this and interpreted this was similar to the tweet I'm about to reference, which was, it's a new agent.
Yes.
And Jaden Reed has 2 years left under his contract, yep. Right? When we get to the point 2 years from now, and Jaden Reed is deciding whether or not he's going to stick with his agent, ultimately, and then when it comes to eventual contract negotiations, whether that would be with the Packers or elsewhere, you want to make sure you have a guy who sticks his neck out for you.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point on files, Drew Rosenhaus now going to file this one away with Adam Schefter's tweet. Say, remember when I did this for you?
Yes.
I've had your back the whole way.
Yes.
Right? And that ultimately leads to a retention of an agent. And being an agent, by the way, is not an easy job, man. You are dealing with, you are dealing with younger guys. You are dealing with guys that want to be paid higher than everybody else. You are dealing with guys that know they are the business, right? You are representing yourself as a business, ultimately why you get the paycheck that you do in the National Football League and other leagues. So it is not an easy job. And this for Rosenhaus, and it's very competitive, is a, hey, remember that time I looked out for you and I reached out to the Packers and we talked about your status on the team? That's me looking out for you. And so that adds...
You
that,
also have to add the context, though. Literally, Drew's paycheck's based on
Jaden Reed's paycheck. Correct.
So you also are doing your due diligence because a guy who you would imagine, and now he has 2 years left on his contract, but if we're talking extension, that happens next year. That happens next offseason. Mm-hmm. So a guy you want to confirm, hey, is there a role here, and a role good enough that's going to earn my client money? Because if Jaden Reed becomes a distant fourth option for whatever reason on the Packers offense, he might be better than what teams are willing to pay then, because they look at it and say, you had 40 catches for 600 yards. Like, what? How would I give you $20 million off of that? Like, where's the proof in the production and all that stuff? So it's a game you have to play, but it is in the file of, you add in what happened with Romeo Doubs, you add in how Dontavian Wicks also reacted to it. You're keeping your eye on, is this competition thing and everybody's fighting for their spot every single offseason a good thing for the Packers, or has it kind of created the opposite effect? And you got a bunch of disgruntled employees who are all fighting tooth and nail, and they're not really focused on the team, and they're focused on their personal achievements and how that's going to benefit them. That's always in the back of your mind, obviously, as that's why they play in the NFL and put their bodies through all the damage. But there is also that aspect of, is this just going to become a me-first wide receiver room? How are the young guys going to deal with that are being brought into it? And how are the guys that have been there for a while going to handle all this?
It's
worth keeping your mind. I don't think it's going to ruin the season. And
no.
I don't expect Jaden Reed to be an issue because he is so talented. We've seen him. When he's put in spots to succeed, he oftentimes does.
And he often, bingo, exactly what I was about to say. He often does. And I think this year, obviously, a big year for him. You're at year three, you had some success year two, fell off a cliff a little bit towards the end of the year. But I mean, in my eyes right now, as it stands on May 14th, he is the number one receiver. If we are to use that term that we used a ton last offseason, you know, Matthew Golden, I think, eventually will become that. And that is obviously the goal in which you draft a first-round wide receiver. But it's not like Jaden Reed was a seventh-round pick. No expectations.
Can we get a little
second-round pick?
A little football dorky here, though.
You love doing this. Let's go.
I think there's a real concern, and I mentioned this on draft night. You and Homer Hunter might actually remember it. I mentioned that with a guy like Matthew Golden drafted where he was in the NFL draft, who can play multiple positions from the wide receiver, be it slot, X, Y, X, Z, whatever the position.
XYZ.
I was just rambling through it. There is technically a Y position, but that's usually the tight end.
Correct.
There is a chance that he might see less snaps, Jaden Reed being.
Yeah.
Because if Matthew Golden is what we hope, you want him to be like Devontae Adams, CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, a guy who lines up outside, inside, and is strategically moved around. You don't typically have two guys in the slot because you're not often in four wide receiver sets, especially with how good both Josh Jacobs and Tucker Kraft seem to be. You don't want to be pulling them off the field often as well. So I think there is realistic concern if Jaden Reed isn't able to function better on the outside or be more of a weapon, because he played slot and that's it, basically. And now the numbers that he was available or played in two wide receiver snaps was basically none.
Yes, you've brought that up before, which was surprising to me the first time you told me about that.
Right. So he's
still surprising.
He led the team in snaps at the wide receiver position, but if they went to two wide receivers, he just basically wasn't on the field.
Which I would mention, I think that might be a bigger part of their game plan in 2025 with both tight ends healthy.
Yes. So there's smoke here of, if Jaden Reed doesn't elevate his game, there might be games or series where you don't see a lot of Jaden Reed because, hey, Matthew Golden is unstoppable right now. We can't keep him off the field. Tucker Kraft has six catches. We're going to keep feeding him. There's a situation there where it might not make sense for Jaden Reed to be on the field all that often if other things are working in the offense. And if he's getting pushed for those snaps.
It's something we'll dive into, I'm sure, a ton the rest of the offseason. But that's really good stuff from Joshy there. All right, Will Summers is back.
Pip.
Your attempt at Wally Pipping clearly didn't work because you're back in the control room.
Back where he belongs.
I mean, I think I got Wally Pipped.
Do we address his father trying to troll us?
We have not. We'll get to it. But I have a confession to make.
Yeah.
So I told Hunter this before the show, and, you know, Joshy, you love to diagnose me.
Uh-huh.
It's one of your favorite things to do on this program.
Yep.
So if I was to tell you I've been dreaming about work an absurd amount, what would that say? What would that tell you?
First of all, you don't have a life.
Oh, we already knew that.
You need to start hanging out with people outside of work.
I do. That's accurate.
And that you have, if I were to tell it, you have some grand vision of how you're going to achieve more in the near future that you're trying to parse out how you're going to achieve it.
I don't think that part's accurate.
I think it is.
Well, let me tell you what I dreamt about last night. So I made a big executive decision yesterday in the Mr. Relevant group chat. Did you notice that?
You added Will?
I added Will to the Mr. Relevant group chat. Congratulations, Will.
Champ.
Welcome to the family. I had a dream he left the group chat, and I thought that actually happened. Like, I thought he immediately left. And so I asked Hunter, I said, did Will leave the group chat? He goes, what are you talking about? Why would he leave? And I go, yeah, I guess that's a fair point. So, Will, I had a dream about you last night.
Are you worried he might pip you, too?
I don't know. I don't know what that tells me. But this is not the first time in the last 2 weeks I've dreamt about something that didn't actually happen related to work.
Have you ever heard that happen? Yeah, I guess you just explained it. But have you ever had something happen where for, like, weeks you believe something to be true?
So,
only to, like, realize, like, wait, that I don't think that actually happened.
Well, I have another example. So, 2 weeks ago, it was the day after the NFL draft ended. So I was driving back from Green Bay and I appeared on WTMJ. I'll leave the on-air host's name out of it. I appeared on WTMJ on Sunday morning. And my phone connection was shoddy. So they ended up cutting the conversation a little short. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I went to a wedding that day, right? That was the Sunday wedding I attended. And that night after I got home, maybe it was the next day. It was sometime that week. I dreamt that I had apologized to the host. And so I thought we were just on good terms. This person knew who I was. And then a couple days later, I had to interact with this person given something that was happening. You know, I was trying to use one of the rooms that this person was in. And I realized that person had no idea who I was. I go, wait a minute. I thought I apologized to this person last week. How do they not know who I am?
Yep.
And I go, oh my God, I made that up.
Yep.
So I don't know what that tells you now, Joshy, that you have additional context, but I'm dreaming about non-existent scenarios that happen at work, and it's actually throwing me off my game a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what to do about it. It certainly doesn't happen to me often. The fact that these have happened in quick succession to you are a bit concerning, that you're not able to delineate between truth and reality so frequently.
Yeah.
That's trouble. I'm glad you're dreaming about things that are like, you know, aren't making you sound like a crazy person, like that, you know, there's dragons walking down the street and you're like, wait, did that actually happen? Because I know some people that are like, yeah, I was on this epic quest. I dream about like mundane things, like apologizing to somebody in person or not. Like those are the things I dream
about.
But
here's the other thing. I don't remember my dreams typically. Like I went on a multiple year long tenure where maybe I remembered one or two dreams.
Yeah.
And I just thought, okay, I don't remember my dreams. That's not abnormal. But now my dreams are blending reality. And, you know, like, is it realistic Will would leave the group chat right after I added him as like a little rib? Yeah, I think it's like not out of bounds.
I'm a notorious group chat leaver.
Are you?
Yeah, once it doesn't concern me, I'm out of there.
So how quickly will you leave the irrelevant group chat?
It depends how long I'm in the mix for.
It's fair.
If I get out of the mix, I might be gone. Well, it depends the volume of text messages as well.
Oh, okay. I was also going to ask how many me trying to interpret the song lyrics to Giannis's Instagram posts before you leave.
Yeah, that didn't help. That was the first message that I saw was Greek lyrics to a song.
It's true.
Yeah.
I really don't have a Giannis take today. It's the same as Monday. He's not going anywhere.
Do you have any habits that might have changed that would make you remember dreams more?
I have no idea what you just
asked. It might be caffeine.
Noticed, like, what are you doing in your life?
I haven't been drinking
when
caffeine.
When you drink less caffeine,
well,
you dream more.
That's not true, because I've probably been having, rather than soda, which you always make fun of me for, I've been drinking a second coffee in the morning.
Okay.
And then otherwise, I've been doing, like I'm drinking a sports drink today. That has like electrolytes to hydrate me. So I've been more on the hydration route in the afternoon than I
have. I noticed in lieu of water, we went with another sugary drink this time, just not carbonated.
Is there sugar in this?
I would bet. If I look at the label.
Oh, yeah. Total sugar is 25 grams, includes 23 grams of added sugars.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's
6%.
Like, yeah.
And that's like a soda.
I'm this dream conversation.
So this isn't any better?
Not really, no.
Got it. Sorry, Andre, go ahead.
No, I was just, this reminded me of about a year and a half ago, I had a vivid dream that the market manager here in Madison, he is now down in Cleveland, but he was...
Saw him 10 minutes ago. How fun.
Oh, cool. But he was livid with me that I had lied about something in this dream. And like, I was dreading going into work the next day because I thought it was real and I thought he was like mad at me. And like, as soon as I saw him, I'm like, I need to tell you about this. And I'm like, I need to know that we're good because I feel like there's something going on. It was awful. So I've had that stuff happen.
That's the worst place to be in. You just don't know what happened, if any of it's real. I mean, I've often asked, like, did this happen or is that a dream? And then I often get confirmed, it's just a dream.
Okay. Well, I've got to really start. Rather than doing the mini crossword on New York Times in the morning, I should probably figure out what is and is not reality.
You should start dream journaling and sharing it on the program.
Oh. Or get a hobby.
Yes. No, dream journaling's better.
What makes you say I don't have hobbies?
If you're dreaming about work, you need to do other
What do you
things.
Dream about, young man?
Being the man.
Yeah, hell yeah, brother.
What? You're such a douche.
What would you say was your hobbies and they didn't involve watching sports?
I don't have any.
Okay.
And music and sports are literally my only two hobbies.
Weren't you in like a bags league?
It was last summer, and we took last place. Yeah, so
you guys gave up?
We're not running it back. Well, my girlfriend's work schedule changed, so we actually can't swing it anymore.
The only way is up from there, baby.
She works later now, so we actually can't be in the league this year. as much as I would like to be, but unfortunately that will not be the case this summer.
Because you don't have any friends that could also join the Bags League and be your teammate.
I sure ain't.
You wouldn't do a Bags League?
No.
Even if I offered to buy you a brew every week?
Unless it was outside of my front door, no.
Yeah, and you don't live that close.
That's loser talk.
Will, you would do a Bags League?
I would do it for sure. Sounds awesome.
Let me look into it.
I also just got booted from my softball team. So
why?
I'm a free agent.
Why did you get booted from your softball team?
I don't know. I was asked to join the team, and a couple weeks ago, I followed up to see when it started, and I said, are we still doing the softball league? And the guy just said, meh. And then I saw that they had a game, so I got booted.
Oh, are you mad at this person? I would be.
I'm a little bit, because I was excited for it.
But also, to not have the cojones to tell you the truth, that seems like he's not a very good friend.
Coward.
Yeah. Good word choice. You should play him this. You should cut this clip and send it.
Send this to him.
Nothing else. Just that I think he's a coward.
Yeah.
And he should
show up here for a knuckle sandwich if he knows what's right for him.
They needed a sub the other day, and they asked my other friend.
Not
even originally supposed to be on the team instead of me. So.
What did you do to this person?
I don't know.
Did you text his girlfriend or something?
I don't think so.
Not a hard no.
I'm just kidding. I didn't.
Did you think about it?
No. No.
Does he have a girlfriend?
Maybe you should start texting his girlfriend.
Or just start a rival softball team that's better than his.
Well, it sounds like it's a little late for that if there's already games.
Yeah, or just join someone else's.
Oh, now that's an idea. Okay, let's get to the NFL schedule release. It is schedule release day, as I mentioned before, from 7 to 8 p.m. tonight. ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. You can join myself and Gabe Neitzel as we break down the Green Bay Packers schedule as soon as it is released. We do have three confirmed games now for the Green Bay Packers. We have the following. The very first game that was announced was the Saturday before Christmas, Saturday, December 20th. The Packers will take on the Chicago Bears. Will's Chicago Bears.
It's my birthday, too.
You're a December baby as well?
December baby.
Shout out. You a Sagittarius as well?
Sure. I don't pay attention to those signs.
Everybody knows theirs, Will. Don't be.
I was trying to play cool.
I was going to say, you know what that means? If you don't know it, you haven't had a woman in your life influence you into knowing it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well,
I stay away from those types of women.
He hasn't texted his friend's girlfriend yet.
I was going to say it. Yeah.
You got her number?
No.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'll work on it.
So December 20th, Packers at Bears on your birthday. You're going for sure, I would imagine. It's a Saturday night.
I'm putting up a good case for that to be my birthday present for my family.
As you should. The other game that was announced either yesterday or Monday afternoon was that the Packers and Eagles will face off at Lambeau Field Monday Night Football, November 10th. That is before the Packers-Bears game. I'm working in reverse order. So Packers-Bears towards the end of the year, December 20th. Packers-Eagles at Lambeau Field Monday Night Football on November 10th. And announced today, the Green Bay Packers will open their season for the first time in Matt LaFleur's tenure as the head coach at Lambeau Field against a divisional opponent. But it's the Detroit Lions. So, that brings my record on NFL schedule release predictions to 0-3. I am 0-3 on those predictions. It was also announced today that Thanksgiving will not be Packers at Cowboys. It will be Chiefs at Cowboys. So, I was wrong on that one. We will see if the Packers ultimately get the other Lions game on Thanksgiving for the third year in a row. But, so far, so good. I love the fact the Packers are opening the season at home for the first time in Matt LaFleur's tenure as the head coach, which is a little bonkers to me. I mean, he's entering his, seventh year as the head coach? 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Yeah, seventh year as the head coach. And he has been on the road all six times prior, which is just a little bit nuts to me. So this is the first time in his tenure he will be at Lambeau Field in week one. And it's been a talking point in the past. LaFleur doesn't have the greatest success in week one. Typically, the Packers lose to open the season, and then they get going from there, with a few exceptions. I think they've won two games. I think they're 2-4 in his tenure in week one. But Lambeau Field against the best team in the division. It's a 3:25 kick. It's an afternoon primetime slot. It's an exciting week one matchup. I love it. I mean, you are getting tested right out of the gates, which is important to me. And the Packers do have a tough home schedule. Like, the only layup I think they really have is it Arizona?
Carolina.
No, it's in Arizona. Carolina, thank you, who they have at home.
I don't know how much of a layup that's going to be this year.
I still think they're a year away from
you. Think so? I hate the, well, it's a tough schedule game because there's differing factors that change every year. Some of the ways people do it is different than others. You never know what team you're going to end up playing at the point you end up playing them. I mean, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are on the schedule. What if Lamar Jackson has another case of the stomach flu, which he seemingly has every single year? You play the Rams and you never know if Matthew Stafford's going to be there. Are they going to be a 2-win team or a team that's looking like the playoff team? I'm so disinterested in the strength of schedule and looking at the opponents being like, ooh, I'm scared. You got to play. You got to play. You got to beat good teams to be a good team. The ultimate goal is the Super Bowl. It's either true. You beat them or you don't.
That's 100% true.
To be like, I don't know. I'm worried about those Steelers. Am I? Will I be?
Maybe.
I was really worried last year when we had Malik Willis go out there and then we beat the brakes off teams.
I'm under the impression that the Packers will be a good team this year, right? I mean, that's not a spoiler alert for anybody. I think they're a good team. There's going to be natural improvement for them. The schedule being what you view in May as a schedule that will battle test you, I love it. Because if this team is close to being the championship contender we believe they are, then to Josh's point, you need to beat the good teams. And what the Packers did not do a lot of last season was beat the good teams, right? They went 0-2 to the Eagles, 0-2 to the Vikings, 0-2 to the Lions. So when 6 of your 7 losses are to 3 teams that are better than you, that's concerning. So to have the battle-tested schedule, they ultimately will, and we will find out the way the games lay and when they're playing who, yada, yada, later today. It's a good thing, right?
Get there.
I don't know where you're going. Otherwise, I'd help you out.
It is a luxury to be pressured.
Pressure is a luxury.
Pressure is a
privilege.
Privilege.
There it is.
Will Summer. I just threw a pen across the room and you flinched. There's a wall between us.
I looked up and it was flying at me.
I got to be honest. I'm really excited. Playing Detroit out the gate home.
Yeah.
2 new coordinators. Who knows how they're going to be? I still think they're going to be a very good team. We don't know what level Aiden Hutchinson's going to be at. Is he even going to be on the field? It seems like it. But when you have guys as talented as him, you play it on the cautious end because their goal isn't to win week one. Their goal is to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. So if there's any doubt about his health and how he's feeling, you sit him out. I think there's, and even without Hutchinson and even with, there's still a lot of talent on that team. So it's not like you'd be getting a cheap win, but it's probably not the team you face that you're going to play the second time around in Detroit, probably going to look a lot different than that team in week one, just based on like continuity of offense and defense.
I would agree. And I think that's, and look, week one for a lot of NFL teams is essentially preseason game 4, right? Because I think we made that case quite a bit last year after the Packers and Eagles faced off in Sao Paulo, Brazil on that Friday night. It didn't look like the rust was knocked off from the offseason for both quarterbacks. And ultimately that led to Jordan Love's injury toward the end of the game. But it looked like these teams were still getting acclimated to full speed.
Yeah.
And
because the offseason is not an offseason anymore.
No, it is not.
Just ask Chewy or Tosh. She'll tell you.
They'll tell you. It's not the same as it used to be. Right?
Can
no 2-a-days. Right?
I saw this tweet. It's from Terrion Arnold from the Lions.
Yeah.
He tweeted this last night. Wait till y'all see who our first game is. Laughing emoji. This is crazy, LOL. Come back to this tweet tomorrow. Does he not want to see the Packers week one? Like, how am I supposed to interpret that?
I think here's how I interpret it. And I did not see this. This is the first I'm hearing it. The way I interpret that is he understands they're the best two teams in the division and they should have both of those games later in the season. when both of these teams are in championship form.
Which is ultimately a respect to the Packers.
I that's the way I view it. I think he views it as...
Because if a guy like him, who's not been there that long and has been there for the duration of, frankly, the Lions whooping the Packers' ass...
Well, this is only second season, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. But,
I mean,
last two seasons. Yeah,
they whooped their ass. You would go like, well, I don't care. All I know is beating them. So I was interested that, you know, maybe it's just the Lions, as much as Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't want you to think that the Packers are their rival, they believe it.
Do you still have that tweet up?
Yeah.
Can you read it to me one more time?
Yes. Yes, I will. Can I have some dramatic music for the reading, please?
I don't know if Hunter's got that in his bag, but he might.
Perfect. Wait till y'all see who our first game is. Crying laughing emoji, by the way. Crying laughing emoji. Two of them. This crazy LOL exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. Come back to this tweet tomorrow.
Okay. I'm actually changing my opinion. I think he's saying this goes crazy. To kick off the season in that fashion is awesome. I think that's what he's saying.
Which is still,
again, respect
to
the Packers. Yeah, I take it as a respectful tweet. Not a disrespectful tweet. Yeah.
I think it's disrespectful.
How? Spin it.
It seems like a little brother. Like, we're playing our little brother week one. Our so-called rival that we always beat.
Okay.
But the laughing emojis, that's what does it.
Yeah, that's the part I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's
like
funny.
Almost like it's a joke.
This crazy says to me, this goes crazy. But I could be totally wrong on that. I don't know. All right.
Emoji interpretation is wild these days.
Well, we will have a bonus episode for you in the Mr. Irrelevant feed tonight, reacting to the Packers schedule. Gabe Neitzel, I think Jason Wilde going to join us as well to break down the Packers schedule. I'll just say this. I feel like a kid on Christmas. Josh, I talked about this on Monday when you were out with your sickness. I am a nerd, as we well aware. Actually, let me backtrack just a moment. Yep, I'm going to get to that. Very first thing said to me today when I got to work, as I always do, I pop into the control room. Will was sitting in there today. Pleasant surprise, nice and early. And the very first thing out of Josh's mouth when I walked in the room was, quote, "Speak of the devil." Which never is good, as they were both giggling like school children when I walked into the room. And they go, "Hey, we were talking about the biggest dweebs we work with, and we think you're number one." And I said, I wasn't offended by that.
No.
I mean, as I've said before on this air, and I've said off the air many times, this is a company full of weirdos. And I fall into that category. So anyway, I'm a dweeb and a weirdo. But I love NFL schedule release day for a couple different reasons. Number one, it gives you obviously a map and a roadmap of what the season looks like, right? I mean, for your favorite team, but also for other teams of interest. The Philadelphia Eagles have a terribly difficult schedule, at least on paper, this season. I'm excited to see how that breaks out. I'm excited to see how the NFL views the Packers. How many national TV games do they have? Because that tells you where the NFL says, oh yeah, the Packers are really good. We need them on Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football, and Thursday Night Football, and on Christmas and on Thanksgiving, right? So it gives you an idea of how the National Football League views your favorite team. But the other part I love about schedule release day is the weird little videos that all of the team's social media puts out. This will be my 30 year in a row where I will watch all 32, write a sentence about all 32, and rank all 32 schedule release videos.
I will
do that tonight with a cold drink in my hand for my friends at Door County Distillery, which we will review on Friday's show. I will give you a big winner or big winners and big losers, and we will play clips from those on Friday's show, which I'm very much looking forward to.
Can we also power rank them? Like, I think we may need to make this a show-wide assignment. We have to power rank, like, the 10 best.
I'm going to say this right now.
Josh ain't watching all 32.
I ain't watching all 32. I ain't watching 10.
Oh, I'll watch all 32. Josh, why can't you just have power rankings? But I might give you like superlatives, right? See, like the one that will make you laugh, the one that you have to see, the most unoriginal one, right? I could do superlatives. I don't know
well,
that I'm a power ranker. They've gotten better. They did like an America's Got Talent version last year. It wasn't very good. But let's keep in mind, the Packers just started valuing social media. They just hired a staff last season. So that was the first one.
They could also lean into the cringe and just always make them bad. Because if you know that it's bad and you lean into it, you can make that good.
Well, what we know is always bad and we make it good. We do it every Wednesday. It's time now for One Word Wednesday, where Hunter comes up with 10 topics.
Oh, I thought that was Will's update. I was going to say, wow.
No, that's usually pretty good. I can't even throw. Yeah. I can't even sling mud at Will on this one. This actually usually is pretty good, too. I was just being a jerk.
Yeah, the bad part about the segment is you oftentimes.
Yeah, that's 100% accurate. Yeah, it's not the topics, and it's not you. So it's, who's the idiot? That would be me. It is time now for One Word Wednesday. Hunter's got a list of 10 topics. We react in one word, sometimes more, never less. It's time now to play One Word Wednesday.
Bigger fluke number one seed, the 2014-2015 Atlanta Hawks that were led by Al Horford, Kyle Korver, and Paul Millsap, or this year's Cleveland Cavaliers?
It's the Hawks. It's not the Cavs. They were a really good team. They were beat up. Donovan Mitchell was a corpse of himself last night in Game 5 against the Indiana Pacers. It's not close. It was the Hawks. Hawks is my one word.
I'm supposed to determine who's the bigger fluke?
Yeah.
Fraud, probably.
Fraud.
Fraud, fluke.
I thought you said fluke.
Yeah, that's what the internet's been calling
to me,
it. Because it's like, it was a random one-off from that Hawks team.
Yeah, I think I have to go Hawks.
The Cavs are a good team. They were just beat up. Obviously, I think it was game 2 or game 3. They didn't have Evan Mobley.
Yeah,
they didn't have Darius Garland. They didn't have DeAndre Hunter. I'm not disagreeing with that. But, and I'll get to this later when we do our NBA guys segment, but in order to win a championship, you've got to be lucky, you got to be healthy, you got to be good. I would say the Pacers are one of those things way more than the other two.
The NBA needs to shorten its season. Seems like increasingly...
Bodies are breaking down in the postseason.
Well, and it's a battle of who has the best injury luck by the time you get through all the playoffs.
I totally agree.
The Milwaukee Brewers had yet another closed-door team meeting following a shutout loss to the Guardians.
Accountability is my word.
Panic.
Also a good word.
Yeah.
Mark.
Also a good word. Keep going.
Fun.
Cheap. Fun. That's a reference to Mark Antanasio saying he brings families together this past offseason.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah, runs. No, you don't want to have two team meetings in 50 games. No. Less than 50
games. Yeah, no, you do not.
And I think they're smart enough to know that the situation they're in with pitching is sort of out of their control. But what isn't is their inability to hit, slug, do anything. And that's a direct shot at Cell Frelick, Mr. Pop Out himself.
Watch it.
Mr. Pop Fly to the second base.
On to our third one. We have our first image for the John Madden movie starring Nick Cage. For those on the video stream, Nick Cage is John Madden on the right. And on the left, playing Al Davis, Batman himself, Christian Bale.
I'll say this. Bale looks good, man. Bale looks good.
When does he not?
What's that?
When does he not?
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's kind of my point. The other issue is, I've had this take before. I think Hunter brought this up on purpose. I believe there is no more punchable face in Hollywood than Nicolas Cage. I don't like any of his movies.
See, that surprises
National
me.
Treasure
you, I
is
see
amazing.
You could be,
Raising Arizona, amazing.
I could see you being one of those guys that's like, Nicolas Cage is great. He's actually awesome. Because he became sort of a meme.
Yeah. I just think he has a very punchable
My
voice.
One word is why.
Also a fair word.
And that's a genuine question. Is this just like a...
It's biopic? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay, so it's just the life and...
Here's the thing. I'm going to watch it. I don't know if I'll enjoy it, but I will watch it.
Show
John
out
Madden
into the theater.
Fascinates me. Sure?
No.
I'm out.
Why can't I hear myself?
I don't know why Will must have turned you off on accident.
Well, yeah, you totally did.
Oh, well.
Thanks for turning off my mic, Will.
I'm tired of hearing you talk bad about Nick Cage.
That's fair. I imagine you're probably not the only one. No, I'm fascinated by John Madden's whole life. He's a fascinating dude.
I'll have it on in the background when it makes its way to streaming.
That's probably what I'll end up doing too. But I haven't been to a...
I do want to go to the theater, apropos of nothing here. Friendship, I've heard good things about a comedy movie. What's his name from... I Think You Should Leave, Tim Robinson?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny.
I like him. Yeah, he is funny. Yeah, I like him too.
NBA mock draft have... At the 46th pick, going to the Orlando Magic, Cam Jones from Marquette. And then at number 47, John Tanjay going to the Milwaukee Bucks.
singing is my word. Hunter only brought this up because he wants to sing the Orlando Magic song.
Greatest song ever. Love that song.
Do you think he had the tune right? It seemed a little off to me.
It was
okay.
Off.
I'm okay. Sorry. I've never claimed to be a great singer.
Not the leader in the clubhouse in terms of recognizing tone.
Hunter, I want to assign you one thing. By the end of the program, I want your Orlando Magic to be locked in.
No, that's not.
I want you to workshop it in private and give us a good one before on the way out.
Yeah, you can end the show today, Hunter. That's going to be your responsibility. You're going to end the show today.
Ireland is getting their first Taco Bell this summer.
Surprising! I didn't realize Ireland didn't have Taco Bell. I want Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. What's my one word in Ireland?
Crunch wrap.
Yeah, potatoes. How are they going to infuse more and more potatoes into the Taco Bell menu? Do the Olay's still exist?
They do.
Do they still have the burrito where it's like spicy potato?
They do. Why do I know this? It shows how much I go.
I end up eating Taco Bell way more than I would because the aforementioned Mussolini's a Taco Bell gal.
So is my lady.
So I end up there way more than I'd ever like to be. I think it's fine. I think the old school, you're going to pay for that after, a little overblown.
See, it makes me incredibly sick. Whenever I have it.
Yeah, but don't you have a lot of tummy issues with food, like, regardless?
Like, I have more tummy troubles than Ben Bruss does.
yeah. See? So, in that situation, I would say, yeah, Taco Bell, probably not for you.
Yeah. My goal today was to not talk about poop and tummy troubles, but here we are.
It's not always the case.
The New York Knicks have a chance to eliminate the Boston Celtics tonight.
Upset, I mean, is the word ultimately. Obviously, without Tatum, I think that it ultimately will happen. If I had told you prior to the postseason, your final four teams would be the Timberwolves, who also have a chance to punch their ticket to the conference finals tonight, the Denver Nuggets, the New York Knicks, and the Indiana Pacers, I think you probably would have told me I was a little nuts.
Say I'd rather watch hockey.
And that's probably an okay response, though I actually am really intrigued by a Knicks-Pacers series. I think the Knicks win that series, for the record.
Mine for this one word is Tibbs. He's just a marvel to look at.
Okay, I'm actually really glad you brought that up, because we were sitting in the apartment the other night, and my girlfriend goes, "Oh, Tom." Uh-huh. I go, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "Look at the TV." And I realize I have made upwards of 100 comments in the last month about Tom Thibodeau's hair.
Yeah.
He just needs to let it go, man. He's got like four strands up there and that's it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's got to be the worst hairline I've seen in a long time.
Yeah. It's tough. Just come on home, brother.
He is a marvel to look at. He says.
It's unbelievable. He's captivating every time he's on the screen.
I think it was just a bad haircut.
No. That is genetics. Now
that's bad genes.
How about we bring your ass to Minneapolis, where the Timberwolves could knock out the Warriors tonight?
Bring your ass. No Steph. I mean, to Joshy's point, everybody's beat up right now. It loses a lot of its luster for me if you don't have Steph and if you don't have Jason Tatum in both of the games we've referenced that are happening tonight. You are missing, I don't even know if it's debatably, Anthony Edwards is up there, obviously, but you are missing the two biggest stars from the two games being played that night, in Tatum and Curry, and two NBA champions. So, ant is my word, but loses a little bit of its luster.
Mine is good. I'm sick of the Warriors.
I'm too.
Sick of Draymond's antics. I'm sick of the way he acts like the victim. Despite being the aggressor in almost all situations that have plagued his career to this point. You've lived a great life. You're worth millions. Don't kick people, push them, choke them. Just stop doing that. Punch them.
Don't kick people.
It feels simple. Like, we're not out to get you, Draymond. I promise.
It's true.
We actually, pretty widely describe you as a Hall of Fame basketball player. One of the reasons that team was as good as it is, you're not the victim in this situation. It's Jordan Poole who he punched in the face.
Hmm?
Or who did he choke? Which big man was that?
Was that Zaza Pachulia?
No.
It was a Plumlee.
Not good that we can't name Sher because he's had run-ins where you stomped on Devonta Sabonis' ribs.
I get no credit for a Zaza Pachulia reference on this program.
No, of course not. He's a former Buck legend.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's not like you went deep.
I could go deeper, but I'm not going
Strokes to. Oklahoma City Thunder have a game 6 at the Nuggets Thursday night.
Here's the thing. You call them Strokes Oklahoma City Thunder. I am rooting for the Denver Nuggets. I would like to see Russell Westbrook win a championship. More so than I would want to see the Thunder win a championship.
My word is thunder.
Way to dig deep on that one, pal.
Wow.
You wanting a title for Russell Westbrook? Get out of here.
What are you talking about? The dude is an all-time, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, because you're probably going to disagree with
me.
And we're going to get the NBA guys early.
This ball lower.
Russell Westbrook might be one of the most underrated players in NBA.
He's probably one of the most overrated.
I knew you were going to say that.
Anyway.
He's unbelievable.
Not a winner.
Shoeless Joe Jackson and Pete Rose have been removed from the permanently ineligible list by the MLB commissioner. By the way, Shoeless Joe hit 375 and had zero errors in the 1919 World Series that he was accused of trying to throw. Just want to throw that out there. Not taking a stance or anything.
I'm going to say the word disservice. Pete Rose passed away last September. And the fact that they're doing this after he died is a disservice to him, his family, and his legacy. I think both of these guys should be in the Hall of Fame without a doubt. Disservice, my word. Distasteful, also possibly a good word here.
I would say research. Look up why Pete Rose wasn't inducted into the Walk of Fame for the Reds and why they had to cancel that.
That's a good point.
And then look at his response to the accusations.
I do remember that.
Bad guy.
Yeah. Finally.
All right, fair enough.
That's all I got to say. Bad guy. If you're going to do it when he's live. I understand that. But bad guy.
There's also terrible guys that are already in the Hall of Fame.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
He's just he's a part of the history of the game. It's a museum. He should be in there. Finally, Liam and Olivia.
They should have a bad wing. The bad guy wing.
The villain layer.
Yeah. Red lights.
Liam and Olivia are the number one baby names for the sixth year in a row.
Who's naming their kid Liam?
Big Taken fans.
Olivia?
It's not. Are you sure you're not looking at 2006?
It was literally on the Associated Press website today. You tell them the AP they're wrong?
I believe in journalism, so I'm not going to say that, but
you were about to, just because I said it.
Depends on which side of the aisle you're on.
No. I'm a journalism guy.
Yes, certain influential people, they're not as fond of the AP as others.
My word is... Livia. Liam-via.
Mine is creativity. If you end up on your child being in the top five on either of those, you gotta do some hard
things. What year were you born?
1988. I'm 100%. Joshua was and is one of the most common names.
I was gonna say, Josh is probably regularly top
number
five.
Number four. 1988. Yep. Joshua, number four.
I was named after U2 album. The Joshua Tree.
Oh.
Where's Alex pop in on 98?
For 92.
Alexander, 22. 92 for Hunter. You're going to be lower, I would bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, your parents got pretty creative.
I was named after Ian Hunter, the guy that wrote Cleveland Rocks.
Hunter, or Joshua, also number four in 1992. Hunter not in the top 100.
Joshua had a Liam run. It was the most popular baby name, or one of, for like a considerable.
Hold on, I just want everybody to feel old for a minute. Hey, Will, what year were you born?
2002.
Jesus Christ.
Josh, almost 2003.
I literally played Madden 2003 regularly. I don't need to know.
An adult.
Josh was 14 when you were born?
Yeah.
Jesus. Josh killed me there. William, baby name 11 in 2002.
Creative parents.
Hunter is the least basic name. I have the second least basic name. Will, third, and Josh, you have the most basic.
Josh,
Patrick, just basic. Critiquing parents.
No, that's...
What's Brenda going to do?
Well, he didn't name himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's an adult. He could change his name.
I also think baby naming back in 1988 was a little different than it is now. You weren't Googling what to name your kids.
Well, speaking of baby names, Sunday, we celebrated the ones who birthed the babies. It was Mother's Day on Sunday. All I know is that's the angle we're taking this week, as it is Will Summer's time to shine. It is time for Will's Week in Review.
Yeah, it's a little Mother's Day ex-NBA report. Start with the Celtics and the Knicks. While the Celtics caught fire in Game 3 against the Knicks, it was Jalen Brunson in Game 4 telling the Celtics that as long as they live under his roof, they're going to follow his rules. He dropped 39 points in a 121-113 win over Boston to take a 3-1 series lead. The Knicks have a chance to put away the Celtics toys in advance to the Eastern Conference Finals tonight as they head to Boston for Game 5. Steph Curry was eager to return for Game 4 against the Timberwolves after sustaining a hamstring injury, but the training staff would not allow it. Steph asked the training staff why he cannot play, but Michael Porter Jr. can play through a grade 2 sprain in his shoulder, to which the training staff replied, "If Michael Porter Jr. jumped off a bridge, would you?"
That's good.
Without Steph, Anthony Edwards stared down the Warriors and said, "Don't make me count to three," as he drained 6 threes en route to a 30-point performance in a 117-110 win over the Warriors. While Ant enjoys playing on the road and went 2-0 against the Warriors in the Bay, he's got food at home as the T-Wolves head back to Minnesota for Game 5 tonight. The Dallas Mavericks won the draft lottery despite only having a 1.8% chance to get the number one overall pick, which has caused rumors of the draft being rigged to circulate. When asked why the order shook out the way it did, Adam Silver said, "Why? Because I said so. That's why." Entering the season, the series against the Cavaliers, Tyrese Halliburton looked just like his father, going toe-to-toe against the Giant. But in Game 5, the Cavaliers were fending off elimination as the Pacers had a 3-1 lead in the series. The Cavs got out to a hot start as they led by as many as 19 points in the first half, but the Pacers said there's no point in crying over spilled milk as they would storm back behind 31 points from Tyrese Halliburton to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals with a 114-105 win. Lastly, the Nuggets and the Thunder were tied at 2 games apiece going into last night's matchup in OKC. It was a big night for Nikola Jokic as he dropped 44 points, but the Nuggets left the seat up for the Thunder as Shai Gilgeous-Alexander would rise to the occasion and put up 31 points in a 112-105 win over the Nuggets. With your Mr. Irrelevant Mother's Day ex-NBA report, I'm Will Summers.
Mother's Day ex-NBA?
So that is a thing that's taken off, and the first time it happened, I believe it was an accident, because when rappers do songs together or brands collaborate,
X,
it is
right.
X. And then somewhere along the line, people started pronouncing the X, and it's become a common thing.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I thought it was just and. Or like...
I don't know if Will was doing a thing there, or if he's a genuine Mother's Day ex-NBA.
I'll answer the question.
It's like a featuring, like when you're doing like a clothing collaboration, so they do like Adidas, yes. X, like
but
Easton
it's modern that started getting pronounced. The X was always just implied.
Sometimes, and I noticed this on the, I think it was the ESPN broadcast the other night, when they showed the announcers' names, rather than putting play-by-play, they put play-x-play. How would you pronounce that, Will?
Because
PXP is short for play-by-play.
Yes.
And those are not related, I don't think.
Okay, got it. Will, great job, though.
Thank you.
That was good.
That was clever.
Shout out to mothers.
while listening, shout out to all the moms out there. While I was listening to that, I stumbled upon a tweet from Milwaukee legend and regular of Brady Street, Latrell Sprewell.
Oh, yeah.
He was at the
heard
Knicks
about
game.
This. Yeah, I heard about this.
And he got a picture with Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
He says, "Oh, my God, Kylie's even more beautiful in person." Drooling emoji.
I'm not cool with that.
Kylie is with which one? She's the one dating...
Timothée Chalamet.
Timothée
Chalamet. Can we be honest? That might be number one power couple in America.
They're certainly angling for it.
I don't know who else. Because Gosling and... Reynolds and Lively have fallen off, given some controversy. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, obviously, for the last few years have
been
down.
It's Taylor and Travis
Kelce. Yeah, I was going to say, it's going to make all the boomers mad watching, but...
I don't know!
Chalamet's on an unbelievable
That's
run
what I'm
right
saying.
Now. Like an actual unbelievable Chalamet generational
and Jenner.
Run.
Okay, we'll pull this.
I'm a big Chalamet
guy. Who's the biggest power couple in America? Any other... who's the biggest... I'm going to put this on Twitter, @Alex_Strope, if you want to vote on it. Okay, I'll get this out after the show. We got to get to what we learn. We got to wrap up the show because we're running a little late. You learn something new every day. We learn something new today. Time now for What We Learn on Mr. Relevant, which is presented by Door County Distillery. Locally produced, handcrafted, award-winning spirits made locally in beautiful Door County. Rums, whiskeys, gins, vodkas, brandies, whatever you need, they've got it. They do it well. Local collaborations all the time, including in their cherry brandy, which is infused with local Door County cherries for your old fashions. I love their bourbon. Had a little bit of it last night. Prior to bedtime, my nightcap was a little Door County Distillery bourbon on the rocks. Love it, love it, love it. You will too. It's local, it's affordable, and it is award-winning. Check it out wherever great liquor is sold or on their website with that huge list of unique cocktail recipes. DoorCountyDistillery.com is the website. All right. I learned the Pacers are the luckiest team on planet Earth right now. Don't get me wrong.
Culp.
Don't get me wrong.
Such bad take.
They're a good team. I'm not going to disagree with that. Tyrese Halliburton has been really, really good. Miles Turner is really, really good. It's not that they don't belong in the Eastern Conference Championship for the second year in a row. They've just gotten lucky, right? I say it all the time in the NBA. You got to be lucky. You got to be good. You got to be healthy. They are all three. They're avoiding Jason Tatum. They've avoided Damian Lillard. They avoided a healthy Donovan Mitchell. They avoided Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, and DeAndre Hunter in one game. They are just getting the right breaks. And yes, I also hate them. So, Indiana Pacers, luckiest team in America.
The Pacers are beating the Bucks.
With Dame?
Yes. Nope. I know that's hard for you to swallow.
Nope, not swallowing that.
Hard for you to swallow.
Not even going to
swallow.
Also,
they're beating
that.
The breaks, belt to ass, the Celtics.
Gentlemen, just so you know, Salvatore just hit a home run and then threw his helmet down. Like
Let's
it was,
go,
a,
baby.
It was a grown man angry. Throw the helmet into the dugout like he's fired.
We
up.
Are so back. We're I mean, so back.
Grown man.
2-2 in the fifth inning. Brewers Guardian. Let's go. They need a win today, my boy. Come on, Hunt Orlando Magic. Us the hell out of here.
Orlando Magic. Orlando
Still
Magic.
Flat.
Yeah,
flat.
I know. I never said I could sing. I have never claimed
so
that.
So flat. All that money for voice lessons.
All that money that, for another, voice lessons?
That's another thing a mom would say. Well done. That'll do it for us today. Thanks to Will. Thanks to Hunter. Thanks to Josh. I'm Alex Strofe. We'll talk to you Friday beginning at 12:30. ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison, YouTube. The new, all new ESPN Wisconsin app and available wherever you get your podcast. We'll talk to you Friday. Peace.